Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Local authorities in Cape Town are reporting a worrying rise in cough syrup abuse, commonly known as lean, L-E-A-N, amongst young people, even children. Typically, this involves mixing cough syrup, often containing codeine, with soft drinks to achieve an intoxicating effect. Empty bottles have been found in areas like Lavender Hill, pointing to how widespread the issue has become. While precise local health data might be sparse still, the known substance involved, DXM and codeine, can carry serious health risks. We wanted to understand more about it. Joining us this morning is Dr. Charity Beer, a healthcare practitioner specializing as a general practitioner, a GP. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How serious do we think this problem is?
Sure. I hope you can hear me. Good morning to all of you. I think it's a really great thing that we are sort of raising awareness because more and more we're realizing that this is a big problem that we haven't really quantified, right? So there hasn't been a lot of data sort of telling us what the problem, how big of a problem it is, but we're realizing that it is a problem. And if you look at international studies, they're realizing that more and more young people are using cough mixtures, etc., to then get a specific effect, to then be high or have a certain effect that you'd get from other drugs. So in South Africa, the Medicine Council has decided that we are now going to stop recommending cough or cold remedies to children below the ages of 2. To try and start curbing this problem. So in terms of how big it is, we haven't really quantified it, but we do know that it's something that is on a rise, and if we don't try and raise awareness, then we might find ourselves in a lot of trouble.
The fact that codeine is relatively easily available, how much of a problem is this?
It is, because so you also spoke about it, the DXM, right? So it's dextromethorphan, right? So it's actually a derivative, or we would say that it's derived from morphine, right? So it's derived from morphine, and before we were using things like codeine, but this DXM is a derivative of morphine. Right. And it's widely available because of its effect to be able to stop the cough. So once you've taken it, you are able to suppress that cough successfully. The problem is that it's not regulated, unlike your hardcore codeine, hardcore morphine that is actually Schedule 4, Schedule 5, where you actually need a doctor's prescription. We now have this DXM that looks like it's, less harmful, but in excessive doses, it can be found to be really, really, really harmful.
I read that one of the issues
is something called serotonin syndrome. What is that?
So serotonin syndrome. So remember serotonin, when you release serotonin. So let's just talk about serotonin as a hormone, right? So this is so it deals with your mood. So, feeling good. It's almost like one of the hormones that we speak about, very similar to dopamine, right? So it will deal with your mood, feelings of anxiety, etc. So now when you have this storm or this surge of serotonin, it then has the potential, right, to give you what we call side effects that you do not want. So things like dependency, things like having depression, anxiety, hallucinations, etc. So that's the problem with having a serotonin storm. There's good a release of serotonin. We all need good release of serotonin, and we get this by exercising. We get this from eating certain foods, but there is this storm where you are having too much excess. It's too much for your body your brain to handle. And therefore you have these, what we'd say, adverse events that are not desired.
So there's a difference, obviously, between the acute effects and the chronic impacts. The acute effects, as you've said, is you know, these respiratory, neurological, but there's also chronic impact, which you also referred to as, you know, the dependence, the dependency issues, behavioral changes. What do parents need to look out for to if they are concerned that their kid might be involved with this?
So number one with anything is education, right? To just make it away, you know, even with me in clinical practice, you know, I'll even say, I know even with the Department of Health, we've moved away from sort of giving cough mixtures, right? It's not something that if you go to a government hospital, it's going to be really easy for you to get access to cough medicine, right? Because we then say, treat the symptoms with other things. But what a parent can do is educate your child, number one. So that they are aware that they might get to a function. Someone might say, hey, buddy, let's actually mix, you know, the alcohol with maybe a little bit of cough mixture and you'll get a much better desired effect, to then tell them, as much as we educate them about the dangers of using cannabis, the dangers of using, you know, cat, all these other substances that are out there, these illicit substances that are out there, to educate them that there is a drug in this cough mixture that can then, you know, give you these, what's this, unwanted effect. So educate them, number one. But to be aware, you know, we leave a lot of sort of bottles. I mean, I take in my house, right? I was even speaking to my daughter, just look in the cupboard and you'll find, oh my word, we've got five different, you know, cough mixtures that we probably 100%. Got from a previous script that are just sitting there that are not doing so, discarding the stuff that is not there, that is not actually needed. And so, you know, even as parents, just understanding that there are these, do we really need to be getting this child cough mixture, or can we do other things to try and help alleviate the flu symptoms that this child is having, and then use the cough mixtures as our last resort, right? Because it's not always needed. Okay, there's very few cases where you will actually need to be using a cough mixture. So that would be my number one, knowing that, you know, that parents know this information, they're educating their children, they are checking even when they are getting cough mixture, how much cough mixture do we have at home? Do we actually need it to use it, or can we actually discard it? Right. And when you now want to treat colds and flus, can cough mixtures be the last thing that we need to use? Because there are other things that are available that are much safer for you to use. So if parents have that information and they have that, then they can, you know, then they will be that. And then make sure that you are checking, I mean, and regularly checking with your child, right? I think it's really important that we are not just leaving them to their own devices, but making sure that we are also, you know, checking and following up to see what happened in the party, what was there, you know, what was given. I mean, I know they can eat, but I think education is the is most important, because we know the ones that are illicit, we know the ones that we sort of wanting our children to stay away from, but something like this DXM that's in cough mixture might be something that we were not even aware that it's something that we need to sort of be cautious of.
That is
definitely all we have time for, but very, very interesting and important. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us and making listeners aware. Dr. Charity Beer, a healthcare practitioner and specialized as a general practitioner, as a GP, talking to us about the dangers of and the increase in abuse of cough syrups amongst young people, especially in Cape Town. It can have a significant impact on them, and it's just something that we need to be aware of.